our media roundtable on WLAW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today from the Huron Daily Tribune. It's the teller of the T formation, Paul P. Adams.
I like that one. Every week you amaze me, Clark.
It's not as good as Poe to the Pigskin. That's probably still
the best one, but this one's not bad.
And joining us today, John Mooney, although late to the round table, he's still at the round table. He'll take a stab at it today.
Well, I'm waiting for the nice nickname you can give me.
I got to get a little more heads up next time. And, of course, I'm scraping the barrel as it is. And, of course, our in-game analyst for WLAW Sports, Dave Hanson.
Don't feel bad, John. I've been here all year, and I haven't got one yet either, so don't feel bad.
It might be a good thing.
Yeah, it's probably true.
You're working on champion.
Oh, that's true.
Through the end of the season, we'll be keeping score, and when that time comes, we'll deem a media roundtable winner. The outlook of actually having a trophy for this season's winner, it's confirmed. We're getting a trophy. So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for today's feature game on the WLAW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential, as Dave Hanson stretches here to get his prediction ready. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the season, for the week. The current standings are Paul Adams 4, Mr. Hanson 5, and yours truly, Clark Ramsey, with 1. Paul Adams was the most accurate last night, picking a 42-point differential for MLS, when in fact it was actually 36. So with that, it was his second straight victory, bringing him back within one horse length. So, Paul, you get the honor of going first today.
It's rare for me to go first. And first of all, I would like to thank the MLS kicker for that field goal last night, because if he doesn't kick that field goal, I am not one game back of Mr. Hanson. And he's pulled out a few of those himself, so he knows how I'm feeling.
Oh, I definitely know how you're feeling, but I couldn't believe it. They ran out the field goal team, and he drills it, too. There was never a doubt, so I didn't even have a chance to even think it was no good.
All right, Paul, but your prediction.
With that said, obviously I'm going to go with Harbor Beach. There's no way I'm going against the Pirates today. But I do think, this is going to be a test. They are going to have to find a way to contain Austin Sandusky. This kid is fast. He's small, so you can lose him in a crowd. Morency's going to get theirs today. There's no doubt about it. I think the key is going to be the passing game. We saw how good the Harbor Beach pass defense was last week. I'm going to go with a score. I actually had a consultant on this score.
Today, Junior.
What?
I had a consultant. 32-13, Harbor Beach.
32-13.
A 19-point differential.
Really?
All right, okay. Dave Hanson.
I'm going to agree with Mr. Adams. I'm probably going to kick myself again for not taking the over. I'll give you that hint right now. I have Harbor Beach winning as well, Clark. But I forgot what I had written down. But I had a 16-point differential, so I'm upset again. I thought you were going to go 14 with your differential, so I'm kind of upset about that. But I think I had 30-16 written down here, Clark. I actually don't have anything written down, but I had a 14-point or 16-point differential is what
it
was.
So we'll go with 30-14. Does that sound good?
That sounds fine.
Okay, so 16-point differential for...
Still upset that I have the under again here. I'm not happy about
that.
Okay,
John Mooney.
Clark, I'm going to tell you what. By all accounts, both teams are carbon copies of themselves. It's almost like playing each other. It's almost like scrimmaging each other. I mean, this is for all the marbles, too. They have two veteran coaches. They have two quarterbacks that are very poised out there. And the running backs, you already mentioned about Sandusky, for example, but I like Coach Shelke's quote in the paper the other day was that, we also have a Sandusky, and instead of him
that's
wearing
in
number four.
It's in Saint Lake County.
Instead of number four, he's wearing number 14.
That's very true.
All right, so what's your prediction?
So, there's – did I say defense? Defense. That's the whole name of the game.
Okay.
Even with all that said, all right, it is going to be Harbor Beach 28, Morency 21.
Oh,
so he's taking it way under.
Yeah, absolutely. I like it.
Way yonder over there. So, John Mooney, 28-21, differential of 7. Paul Adams, 32-13, differential of 19. And Dave Hanson, 30-14, a differential of 16. Now, as a whole here, let's take a look at other air games going on throughout the region this weekend. We had two games go on, and they both took place in Division 7. Saginaw MLS took out Lakers 44-8, and Ishpeming took out Traverse City St. Francis 22-13. So Ishpeming takes on Saginaw MLS. Right now, in 8-player division, Deckerville and Cedarville are heading to the gridiron up in Detour, Michigan, a stone's throw away from Drummond Island on the St. Mary's River. That kicked off at 1 p.m.
I do have an update from that game. Cedarville is currently in the second quarter up 14-6 on Deckerville.
So we'll see how that one comes out. And, of course, on the other side of the bracket, to meet that winner of that one in the state championship in eight player. Lawrence and Peck is also
have an update in that game early in the first quarter. Lawrence 8, Peck 6.
Okay.
Going to be good ones.
And down in Division 8, of course, Morenci and Harreach kick off today at 2 p.m. And kicking off at 1 p.m. today was Muskegon Catholic Central hosting Mendon. Mendon's 9-1 on the season, and Muskegon Catholic Central 11-0. Should be an interesting one there.
I can't say enough about Muskegon Catholic Central. They are the team to beat in Division 8. They are defending champions, and deservingly so. They should win this game. Maybe it's a little difficult for them, but they should win by multiple scores in this game, I think, when it's all said and done.
It's time to take a quick break as we are 25 minutes away from kicking off here in Harbor Beach. Morenci Bulldogs against the Harbor Beach Pirates on the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
$5. What can you get for $5 anymore? Well, thanks to Thumb Cellular's new carryover data, with any phone on the 4G Everything plan, for just $5 a month, you get to carry over any of your unused data into future months. For a $10 upgrade to the Everything plan, you double your data to 10 gigs, and any unused data automatically carries over from month to month. Stop into your nearest Thumb Cellular office and check out all the new phones that have arrived just in time for Christmas, like the LG G3 with a better resolution screen than the iPhone 6 Plus, a higher resolution front and rear camera than the iPhone 6 Plus, and a faster processor and more battery life than the iPhone 6 Plus. And it's just $199. Terms of service apply. So this Christmas season, treat yourself to a new smartphone and carry over your unused data only from your local cellular provider. Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reavert. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
WLEW Sports is proud to present the Strong Side, all things high school football, every Sunday at 7 p.m. throughout the entire season on Sports Radio 102.1. Be sure to join us on Sports Radio 102.1 for the Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. with Dave Hansen, Paul Adams, and yours truly, Clark Ramsey. The proud fleet of Harbor Beach is entering the regional final game for the fourth straight season, winning the last two times. Last week, they secured their fourth straight district title, defeating Waterford Our Lady of the Lakes by a score of 39-21 to improve to 11-0. However, very few people back in August felt the Harbor Beach Pirates could play at the level they have been competing at for the past two seasons. Despite losing some key seniors to graduation, here are the Pirates undefeated in the regional final game and breaking nearly every offensive and defensive record along the way.
Oh, they absolutely are. They've only given up 52 points through 10 games, and check this out, only 21 of them came last week. So they have had an excellent season on defense. And then you want to look at the scoring. They average 46 points a game, and they're on pace to break all offensive records that they had set back in that state championship 2012 team.
Now through 11 games, the offense of the Pirate fleet has had many first mates to lead the charge, but the wheelhouse has always been secured by senior quarterback Josh Shelkey.
Yeah, making the transfer from wide receiver back to quarterback, and it was no problem for him. He's 6'3", 185 pounds, and last week he actually carried the ball 31 times for 169 yards and had 3 touchdowns.